Want to gain an edge in international markets with foreign currency exchange? At Associated Bank, we've got you. We can assist you in obtaining or converting foreign currency and managing the exchange risk to your advantage. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
The Associated Bank market outlook for today. We are keeping an eye on a couple of different things here. Several companies have agreed to commitments regarding responsible AI policies, among them Adobe, IBM, NVIDIA, and five other firms have signed President Joe Biden's voluntary commitments governing artificial intelligence, which require steps like watermarking AI-generated content. The original steps announced in July were aimed at ensuring that AI's considerable power was not used for destructive purposes. Google, OpenAI, and Microsoft signed onto the commitments in July. Palantir, Stability, Salesforce, Scale, and Cohere are the five other firms to sign. The step is seen as a stopgap, given that Congress has held discussions on potential legislation, but little has been introduced so far in nothing significant's become law. Apple is set to unveil the latest iPhone today at the company's annual launch event. It's being called Wanderlust, and consumers will get a look at the iPhone 15, the Apple Watch Series 9, and a new watch called the Ultra 2. An iPad mini could be shown, along with more. Many have speculated that several Apple devices could make the jump over to USB-C ports after the company's recent fight with the European Union, and that could include AirPods Pro 2. That event will get underway at noon Central Time. And TikTok has officially rolled out its e-commerce business in the U.S. after months of testing, as its Chinese owner ByteDance looks to capitalize on the app's popularity. TikTok is bringing online shopping through a series of features on its main app and hoping to replicate the success of Asian platforms Shein and Temu. The more than 150 million users in the U.S. will now be able to shop through a tab where businesses can display products with payment solutions and logistics. They say they'll incorporate third-party services like Shopify, Salesforce, and Zendesk to help make the experience smoother. Those are a few things that could move the markets on this Tuesday, September the 12th.